There are currently thousands of migrants travelling along the main land path from Turkey and Greece towards Western Europe. In a bid to ease the pressure on its borders, the Austrian government last week announced new regulations to limit the number of people entering the country. Then other nations along the so-called Balkan route, including Macedonia, Serbia, Slovenia and Croatia, also moved to impose restrictions. Rights groups say these actions have left hundreds of asylum seekers stranded out in the open, creating a bottleneck that could lead to a humanitarian crisis. European leaders are now struggling to come up with a unified approach to the biggest challenge the EU bloc has ever faced. Natalie Carney is travelling along the Balkan route and filed this report.
Stay in line together with your families and prepare your passports and documents. Thank you.
The weather was cold and grey in Spielfeld, southern Austria, the first point of entry for refugees coming from neighbouring Slovenia. Nur Abd Ewahad, her husband and their three children from Iraq, looked exhausted.
Yes, the journey was quite tiring. In some places they stopped us and wouldn't let us pass. We don't know why. It's taken us 22 days to get here.
Yes. Nur and her family were amongst some of the first people to enter Austria after the country announced its new quota restrictions a week ago. Now, only 3,200 people are allowed to enter its territory daily, and of those, only 80 will be allowed to claim asylum.
Everything happens here.
Wolfgang Bronsar is the police spokesman in Spielfeld and toured us around the reception facility, explaining their new regulations.
The refugees are coming to Austria here. There's the border. They are brought to us in small groups, so we can manage it. Refugees personally controlled, their baggage is controlled, and their passport is controlled, or they are asked if they have a registration paper from Slovenia, and their surname, their prename, their birth date is asked, and the interpreters are speaking with them to get to know if the refugees say the truth. If the country where they are coming from is the red country, when something is wrong, the refugees are rejected to Slovenia.
Austria has also increased the number of security checks along its border with Slovenia, Italy and Hungary. In the wake of Vienna's decision, countries along the so-called Balkan route, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia and Slovenia, have also agreed on some stringent new regulations to streamline the flow of people. Most importantly, all processing and registration will be done by an EU police force in Gevgelije, on the Macedonian side of its border with Greece. In theory, this will filter out the people who are unlikely to gain asylum before they head further into Europe. At a press conference announcing the new measures, Lado Dominic, the head of police in Croatia, explained the new process.
Our goal is to make the transport of migrants from Greece and Macedonia towards Austria as painless as possible and to avoid turning back refugees. That's been happening up until now because each country individually profiled incoming migrants. Upon registration, there'll be organized transport and each country will guarantee that only the migrants who are registered in Gevgelija will travel through their territory. Once in Austria, migrants who want to seek asylum there will remain in Austria, and all the others will move on to Germany.
There have been rumblings that Austria could shut its borders altogether as of March 1st. Such a move would spark a domino effect of closures across the Balkans. Slovenia has been under particular pressure, as it's the first member of the Schengen zone the refugees reach after leaving Greece. To protect its Schengen borders, Slovenia has built a barbed wire fence and deployed its military along what has traditionally been a relaxed border with Croatia. Running through the small Slovenian village of Rigonzi, 82-year-old resident Maria Czernski scoffs at the fence.
We were one with the Croats here. They were our friends, like relatives. Our people got married there, theirs got married here. My opinion about the fence is that it isn't necessary. Nobody was crossing here before. It's all about money. Somebody making a profit out of this, nothing else.
Yet Mr. Boštjan Šefik, Slovenia State Secretary for Refugees, disagrees.
To je seveda izjemno pomembno zaradi tega, ker
Slovenia was and is under a lot of pressure because Schengen rules haven't been respected in Greece or Croatia. Slovenia cannot be some kind of place that migrants simply get pushed back to. They could quite easily start piling up at our border. And that is not acceptable for Slovenia, which is an extremely small country.
Ali pa v Republiki Sloveniji, seveda to za Slovenijo kot izjemno mehno državo seveda ni sprejemljivo.
Fellow Schengen member Hungary built a fence along its southern border with Serbia last November, claiming it too was protecting its Schengen borders. Yet all these independent moves have been chipping away at the fabric that's been the essence of the European Union and Schengen zone agreements for more than two decades.
If this continues, if this policy and this reality continues, naturally Schengen will fall apart and with it European Union.
Matevž Kirvič is a former Slovenian constitutional court judge and now works as a lawyer pro bono for asylum seekers. He says there are two laws at play here.
According to Schengen rules, all should be stopped. But it was a special political decision to make this corridor. All politicians knew and all agreed because it was not possible to do otherwise. Because the basic rule of the asylum law is, first, you can apply for asylum whenever you wish, if you come to that country.
Europe's migrant crisis has resulted in a series of independent moves in a variety of countries to limit the pressure on them. Austria's decision to cap the number of asylum seekers is just the latest, although the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has criticized this measure.
As far as Austria is concerned, I have to say that I don't like that decision, and we are questioning if this decision is in line with European law.
Germany agrees, saying unilateral moves undermine the attempts by EU nations to come up with a unified approach, which they have so far failed to do. The EU will be discussing the issue with the Turkish government on March the 6th, and Germany is expected to propose that migrants be flown directly from Turkey and then shared between certain EU member states. These new measures by Austria and Balkan states are leading some to question the principles that have so long joined these countries together. And while they hope to streamline the process and reduce the number of refugees and migrants traveling to Europe, it's already caused a bottleneck on the Greek-Macedonian border. Thousands continue to protest and be stranded, waiting patiently as these new regulations go into effect. Natalie Carney for DW, along the Balkans route, Europe.